Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of the Go 24/7 podcast. Thanks for listening. I'm Billy Embody. With me, Shay Dixon, on another recruiting-heavy edition of the podcast. And that's because, really, LSU got huge news late last week. Four-star quarterback Walker Howard committed in the 2022 class. The number one quarterback in Louisiana in the 2022 class out of Lafayette, St. Thomas More. He's on board, and now LSU has two in-state commitments in Walker Howard, and he's got a receiver in DeColdis Crawford out of Shreveport Green Oaks. And so LSU got a top 100 overall prospect, the number three pro-style quarterback in the country. And to show really how elite this 2022 class is in Louisiana, we wanted to dedicate an entire podcast to it. And so we're going to get to that right now. But Shay, just final thoughts on Walker Howard committing to LSU, because caught up with Sonny, of course, about it last week on the pod. But this is a monumental land.
Yeah. And I mean, Alabama, A&M, you name the school, they were already after him. He was over 20 college offers, as you said, number three pro style quarterback in the country. We've talked before about, given that he's taking over at STM behind Caleb Holstein and an STM team that's competed for state titles, he has a chance over these next 2 years to further his stock. I mean, he's a number 62 player in the country right now. Where does he debut on the other rankings? Does he push to become a five-star? That's how big time of a player we're talking about here in Howard, whose father was Jamie Howard, obviously, as Jamie Howard played quarterback at LSU, Walker following in his footsteps. And I think that a piece like that becomes a cornerstone piece to the class. And kind of the theme of this, Billy, and we'll run it down here on the podcast, but LSU has offers out to 12 in-state players in Louisiana. That number will grow. These kids just finished their sophomore year of high school. If you look at the kids about to be seniors, LSU only has offers out to five or six guys. So gives you a feel for an LSU kind of program that for 2 years, this past year and this year, has gone national with recruiting. That won't be as much the case in the 2022 class, because you look at what the state of Louisiana brings to already have double-digit offers out, knowing that that will grow, knowing you've got two commitments in, and more coming in and rolling in, I think, as the summer months go along. But we'll run down the list. We kind of give a feel for what we like about guys and, you know, who stood out. And beyond Walker, who, you know, we can catch our previous pod where we talked about his commitment. Sonny broke a bunch of things down with Billy there. But the number one player in the state early on was Chaz Preston, and has been Chaz Preston. You've seen him play a bunch. We've seen him at summer camps. St. James won a state title. His teammate Savion Jones is committed to LSU as a D lineman. Chaz's brother goes to Mississippi State. Sean plays there for the Bulldogs. So you've got a football family here, but there's been no doubt that early on, Mickey Joseph, who recruits not only receivers, but the New Orleans area, has made Preston a big-time priority because, Billy, his offer list is impressive.
Yeah, and there's no doubt about that. And Chaz is really just elite, and there's so much to like about his game. I think, for me, just how physically developed he is. I mean, we have him listed at 5'11", 178, but last time I saw him, I don't think there's any way he's still at that. That goes back to a opening regional a year ago was the last time he's been verified at that. But I mean, you can line him up at receiver, you can line him up at running back, he can play defense. He was an athlete for a while. He's got really good verified measurables in terms of testing from that opening regional back when he was just a freshman. So I mean, you look at LSU, Mississippi State might be a factor in there. Alabama's been recruiting him and it offered this spring. I think Clemson is a school that, if they offer, could be in the mix. They've been recruiting him for a while, and he wants to camp there. But, I mean, this is a huge target for LSU. And at St. James, where they signed Lowell Narcisse a few years back. They've got Savion Jones committed in the 2021 class. He's an elite player. LSU has another one down the pipeline over there that they've got to get, and that's Shaz Preston.
Okay, so you look at Shaz. He's a wide receiver is what they're recruiting him as. They have DeColdis Crawford committed at receiver. They've got a great receiver class going right now in the current cycle, so they're not struggling to recruit receivers. And while Louisiana's deep at receiver this year, it might be in 2022, but the theme is that we get to jump around to some different positions, which also doesn't happen often, and beyond just quarterback. Let's move this. And for so often, Walker Howard and Will Campbell had been tied together. And everyone had always thought Will Campbell was trending towards LSU. It wouldn't be any major shocker, you know, for the Tigers to, once they offered him early on, to reel him in. But if he ends up signing with LSU and everything goes as planned for the Tigers, what is LSU getting in Will Campbell? Because, Billy, I see your Leo Collins and Cody Ford types are the only offensive tackles out of Louisiana that have gone on to become high NFL draft picks, or I guess in Lael's case, not a high NFL draft pick, but make a lot of money in the NFL and playing on the offensive line coming from Louisiana. You look at Will Campbell, he's been starting since he got to Neville. He's a 6'5", 270-pounder, and LSU fans got excited early on. They knew, hey, there's a chance this kid could commit to us, maybe ultimately sign with us, but when they saw his ranking debut as the number three offensive tackle in the country, I think it hit home to LSU fans that, whoa, not only is this state deep in 2022, and not only do they have a great quarterback, but there's an elite left tackle that can protect him.
And look, I mean, a lot of people, and we talked about this last week, go and recruit a Wisconsin, you know, offensive line type of player. Well, Will Campbell kind of fits that bill. He's got that farm boy mentality. I mean, he is. He lives on a farm with his family, and he's developed into a real strong rising junior here that is just, I think, poised to be, I mean, a five-star potentially on 24/7. I think there's very little doubt that he's got that ceiling in him, and he debuts as a top 50 overall prospect right now, the state's number two prospect, which is impressive. I mean, you mentioned it early on in the pod, how deep this state is in 2022, and Will Campbell's a part of that. So I think LSU's going to battle Bama. A lot of people will look back on some of the North Louisiana battles with Alabama in the past, but Will Campbell is somebody that, you know, if he does sign with LSU, they're getting somebody that can start right away.
I love that we're being able to talk about elite offensive linemen here in Louisiana. I'll give you another one, and you caught up with him recently because he's the most recent to get offered. And this list we're running down of 12 guys is guys LSU's offered that just finished their sophomore years in high school here in Louisiana. That's a big number. Emory Jones, Catholic High. 6'5", 300 pounds. He's already played all over the O-line, whether it's in practices or games, so you know he's versatile. But this could be a tackle type. I know he could also play inside if need be. But, Billy, what was the vibe you got from him early on when I haven't seen a day like this in recent memory? He popped off like LSU, Bama, Florida. Like it was, I think LSU offered, and maybe somebody had offered the day before, but the floodgates just opened, and Emory Jones is already hitting double-digit scholarships.
Yeah, it was one after another. And you could tell, I think, the LSU offer, you know, certainly an eye-catching one. I mean, you look at some of the other Catholic High players in the past that LSU's recruited, Darius Geis, Aaron Moffitt's on the roster right now as well. You know, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, of course, starred at Catholic. So this could be the next guy. And you mentioned he's played all over the offensive line. I think that's a big, you know, selling point when you look at him as a prospect. He could end up being an interior guy with how big he is already. He's in that roughly 6'5", 300-pound range. But they've got to be able to have some players to block for in terms of the running back position and some of these other skill positions. And so I transition now to two players that have picked up offers in the state at the running back position. Trevor Etienne, the brother of Travis Etienne out of Jennings. I remember going over there to watch Travis play basketball way, way back before his days at Clemson. And then right here in Baton Rouge and Le'Veon Moss, who picked up an offer. And both are elite prospects right off the bat. And, you know, Le'Veon has a crystal ball pick to land at LSU. I think Trevor is somebody that they're going to recruit. They didn't want to make the same mistake they did with Travis. He got the first offer from LSU. Both are two elite backs in Louisiana.
Yeah, I'll give you a short story real quick on Trevor Etienne. beyond being the brother of Travis, I was heading home from Atlanta from the SEC championship, and I was sitting next to, on the flight, a group of Clemson fans in all gear, and it turned out that they were Travis's parents heading back to Jennings, and his sister and mom and dad were all with them, but Trevor was not, and he was getting ready to play in a state title game that weekend, and they were talking about kind of biding their time between Travis and Trevor and all of that, but I didn't get the sense, and there were some LSU people kind of seated around us that were talking to him, and they knew who the younger brother was, and they said, well, don't hold it against us that Les didn't offer Travis until late or any of that, and the family was kind of laughing, but they said, look, Trevor's trying to be his own man. He's going to do whatever he wants to do, but LSU was like the first offer. I mean, they got in there early. They like him at running back. I think that the Etienne family will be open with, you know, Trevor being recruited however he wants to be recruited. And then even more wild than Travis Etienne having a little brother who's good that LSU's recruiting is that Estruma's got a running back that LSU's recruiting. And obviously Estruma and Baton Rouge had been shut down for a brief period. It's where Billy Cannon went back in the day. They're not churning out D1 football prospects often, but now they are in Le'Veon Moss. The program's back. He's sort of the centerpiece of it as a running back. We've got him as a nationally ranked running back, I believe, in the top five, top 10. So, point being, we know early on, and other guys will emerge, but Billy, on offense, they've got skill guys galore in Louisiana. They've got some good O-linemen, but they certainly have a couple of good running backs.
Yeah, no question about that. And that just about wraps up our discussion on the offensive side of the ball. But everybody says, you know, defense wins championships. LSU's 2019 team might have something to say about that. But we're going to flip over to the defensive side of the ball and break down some of these elite prospects because there are some out there in the state with LSU offers already. And we'll do that on the other side of this break from the Go 24/7 podcast.
Check out our new NBA show, Beyond the Arc, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can find me, John Gonzalez, NBA insider Bill Reiter, and Ashley Nicole Moss, 5 days a week talking all things NBA. Whether you're looking for insightful discussions, upbeat commentary, breaking news, interviews, or coverage of all the biggest stories in the NBA, our new show is the place to be 5 days a week. Download and follow Beyond the Arc on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Dan Orlovsky, are you still a Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback available in the draft guy?
I think the three things that make it stand out for me are, number one, I think his ball placement versus man coverage is the best in the draft. Every quarterback in the NFL is accurate. He's got the best on tape. Number two, most transferable stuff to the NFL. And then I think the third thing is pocket peace.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Welcome back to the Go 24/7 podcast. Thanks for listening. Quick reminder, guys, to leave us a rating, leave us a review, and subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen to your podcast. We appreciate all the reviews that have rolled in lately from you guys. And also, for just a buck, subscribe to Go 24/7. We've got a ton of VIP content as the dead period rolls along, whether it's 2021, 2022, or we saw a 2023 offer go out last week. So we have plenty of recruiting coverage for you guys, as well as team coverage, tidbits on the way from workouts that are in full swing for LSU now that they're back on campus. So great time to subscribe. It's a great time for LSU to be in Louisiana with this 2022 class, Shay, and we continue that with Ponchatoula defender, I would call him Jacoby Matthews, who could play safety, he could play linebacker, played a little bit of offense too, I believe, for Ponchatoula, where TJ Finley went. LSU's got an offer on the table for him. He's the number 154 overall prospect in the country, number 12 safety nationally, but he is just a big, strong, physical football player.
Yeah, the more I look at this state, he's one guy that I think moves up. I mean, I really like his game. He's been playing since he was a freshman, so he's got a couple of years under his belt now. But as you said, he could play safety. He could grow into a linebacker. We'll see. Offers are in from double-digit schools, Bama, LSU, you name it. TJ Finley's teammate plays with Hank Tierney, but I think that this is one of those things where you watch for Jacoby Matthews because he's such a big-time player, such a big-time defensive back that you get him on the boat early, and he can be a kind of a cornerstone piece to your defensive back group.
And look, you look at him. I know Jair Brown, who's not from Louisiana, but he's out of Louisiana high school as of now. I think he's transferring out of state potentially, so he won't be in Louisiana much longer. But another defensive back or somebody who I at least think could end up playing defensive back is Kendrick Law, who's one of, quite frankly, one of the most explosive players in the country wherever they give him the ball. At Captain Shreve, and he's somebody that I think could end up on the defensive side of the ball at the college level. He picked up an LSU offer this spring as well, 5'11", 185 pounds, and that's kind of sent, you know, a lot of schools on the offer train. Alabama, Auburn, Florida State, plenty of others rolled in. I put a crystal ball pick in for Kendrick Law to land at LSU, who really did it all this past year. I mean, you turn on his highlight tape, and along with his elite track profile, he played all over for Captain Shreve and just stacked up offers because of his elite production and just instant impact on either side of the ball.
Yeah, and I know we've got him ranked as an athlete. I think he'll play DB, but like you said, he can play anywhere. He's super talented. Jair Brown, playing in the New Orleans area at Warren Easton, committed to Ohio State, is super talented. You know, with this run of those guys, and you tossed in Jacoby Matthews out of Ponchatoula, that's three DBs right there. And then we know about LeTerrence Welch. They've not offered him, but he plays at Acadiana, cornerback for next year. And Billy, he blew up this offseason with Bama, FSU. He's well into double-digit offers. I've heard good things from the LSU end about what they like about him. So he hasn't been offered yet, but probably sooner than later, and that's going to give them four DBs out the gate that they probably feel good about in Louisiana in terms of be willing to take them and add them to the depth chart.
And look, if there's one position group in this 2022 class that maybe LSU goes out of state for, or let me put it this way, remains out of state for, it could be DB, because they've already got two of the best safeties in the country committed in Bryce Anderson.
True.
Brian Allen Jr., thank you. And then Kamari Rogers is committed at corner. So you look at Jacoby Matthews, could he be a third safety in that group? Could be. Kendrick Law, where could he play? Defensive back, he could be versatile, he could be a nickel, who knows? But then you've also got Earl Little Jr., who's the number one corner in the country and an elite prospect in his own right that has gone on record and said LSU is the favorite. So defensive back, I mean, look out. This could be a really, really elite class. And then you transition to the defensive line, which helped those defensive backs out. Shone Washington out of New Orleans. Warren Easton is a big, strong, physical defensive lineman who sat out last year as he transferred to Easton. I've seen him work out this spring. He's a big plug, I think, in the middle of a defense. And then Taiji Hill, who was on campus last summer for camp. He's at Edna Carr in New Orleans, and he's got an LSU offer and is nationally ranked. So, I mean, this class, I think that about does it on the 2022 front. I'll say this. If they were looking to stay in state for linebacker, Khalip Edwards out of West St. John is another player that I could see them looking at as well. And he's shown some LSU interest. But, gosh, I mean, the state of Louisiana in 2022, this is like something we've never really seen.
Yeah, I mean, and look, there'll be guys that'll continue to be uncovered, and guys recruiting right now. We wrapped up on D-line, but over to Ascension Catholic, Jamon Tapp is a guy who's nationally ranked in the top 200 on 24/7. He's been hearing from LSU. He's a guy that wouldn't surprise me to get an offer. They've obviously been recruiting Sage Ryan at LCA at the same time recruiting Fitzgerald West on the defensive line there. We'll figure out more and more names that pop up into this 2022 class. In Louisiana, we'll see who all LSU gets offers out to, but we broke them all down. We shared it with you, but I'll reiterate it. 12 early offers, and this number will continue to grow by the time you re-listen to the podcast, but that's a lot in Louisiana early on, and I think it signifies at least somewhat of a shift for Ed Orgeron to where he feels, okay, it is in my best interest that a third of the class or more is made up of Louisiana guys because it's high-end talent. That's what next year's crop can do for them.
Yeah, and look, just quite frankly, you know, they've had to go out of state at some key positions. So 2022 shaping up to be one that they don't have to do that. They could get a ton of what they need and assemble one of the best classes in the country built on Louisiana prospects. We'll see if they're able to do that. They're already the number one ranked class in the country in the 2022 cycle. They are just red hot in 2022. Wouldn't surprise me if they just keep on rolling as the summer months roll on here for LSU in the 2022 class. We'll have it all covered for you guys, though, 2021, 2022, 2023, and beyond. With that, we're going to wrap up this edition of the Go 24/7 podcast. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Appreciate you guys out there and hope everyone has a great rest of the week.
Paramount Plus and the National Park Foundation present A Mountain of Zen. This Earth Week, you can live stream seven national parks for 7 days on Paramount Plus. Paramount Plus, official streaming partner of the National Park Foundation.